Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, there are an awful lot of interviews where we know a fraction of what the guest does, and this certainly would qualify. And our next guest is Kim Thompson, the CEO, Craig Biocraft Laboratories, a biotechnology company focused on the development of commercially significant polymers. I'd like to welcome him in now. Hello, Kim.
Hello, Jack.
Well, congratulations, I guess, on this transgenic silkworm. Now, this has some real implications. What can you tell us?
It's very exciting. Thank you for your congratulations. But I think, Jack, you were one of the few that, when we issued the press release, understood what we were talking about. In fact, we ended up having to reissue the press release. Instead of the words transgenic silkworm, we had to use the words mutant spider moths.
Okay.
In order for some of our shareholders to understand what we had actually accomplished.
Well, I just spent 16 days in China and spent a little time watching silkworms work. So I saw some of the process there. But what you're doing here, in terms of DNA sequences, has a lot of implications.
It's very exciting. Essentially, what we're doing is we are doing genetic engineering work on the silkworm in order to change the actual structure and mechanical properties of the silk fiber. And what we're doing in a nutshell is we're taking gene sequences, DNA, from spiders. And this is a species of spider that produces an incredibly strong and highly flexible silk.
Okay.
Much stronger than normal silkworm silk.
All right.
In fact, much stronger than steel. Stronger than steel. It's actually one of the strongest known natural fibers. It's actually been considered something of a holy grail in the material science industry, but there has been no known way to produce it in commercial quantities. So our concept was quite simple, really. Take the DNA sequences that tell the spider how to make this material,
mm-hmm.
and introduce it into a silkworm so as to modify the silk fiber and give it those same properties. In a nutshell, that's what we've been working on, and we are getting closer and closer.
Kim, what is the agreement you have with the University of Notre Dame regarding these polymers?
That's a good question. The company's name is Craig Biocraft Laboratories, but we don't actually own any laboratories and never have.
Okay.
We, very early in the forming of the company, we realized that we would be working and networking with a number of universities here in the United States,
right.
Primarily because they had patents on some of the important technology. They had patents on the spider silk gene sequences that we wanted to use, and University of Notre Dame had patents on a critical gene splicing technology that I believed was essential for introducing these genes into the silkworm in the manner that I envisioned.
Okay.
So after some lengthy negotiations, we entered into a collaborative research and intellectual property with University of Notre Dame. And right now, Craig Labs is a sponsor of the research at Notre Dame. And most of the work that's being done, the actual genetic insertions, the actual silkworm colonies, are on campus in South Bend.
This may not be your traditional cocktail party or tailgate conversation, but in terms of what this means and the implications, can you simplify this for our listeners and how this kind of development and this research would affect their lives over the next 25 years?
It's really quite amazing. I believe that this has the potential to open up a whole new door in material science.
Okay.
It's really a fusion of nanotechnology and biotechnology, allowing us to potentially bring to market advanced new materials on a cost-effective basis. Specifically, with what we're doing here with silkworm, the potential is to produce a cost-effective system for producing a silk fiber that's
stronger
many times,
than steel.
That's stronger than steel, highly flexible, on something that could impact our lives in small, subtle ways in terms of the clothing we wear, but in more significant ways too, in terms of providing advanced textiles that may have applications, for example, in bulletproof vests and composite armor.
Very interesting. Can you give us a little background here in our last 30 seconds about Craig Biocraft Laboratories? How many employees, where it's located, what are the things you're up to very quickly?
Craig Laboratories is located here in Lansing, but I am the only employee here. Most of the work is being done on campus at Notre Dame and at some other universities.
Okay.
Unfortunately, at the moment, there isn't any work being done on the project at Michigan State.
Okay.
But that's primarily because of the particular expertise that was needed in this project.
And that patent at Notre Dame that you mentioned, obviously.
Exactly, exactly. Right. We are a very small company. And yet we've been able to do amazing things.
Sometimes small companies can do very big things, and this is proof. Kim, congratulations on this breakthrough.
Thank you, Jack. We appreciate your interest.
We'll be right back with Hour 2. Chad Gamble up next on Ebling & You.